Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Last week, when I was talking about the Zika virus and the public and scientific community's response to it, I used the word tipping point. This is a phenomena that occurs often in nature. What we call nature, or what we perceive as nature, is a symphony of energy, with different systems within systems and within systems and within systems, each contributing their part to the stability or instability of the whole. What happens depends on the balance and how that energy is used. So, for example, a particular system can go along doing the same thing the same way over and over again, but eventually it reaches a point where one more event, sometimes a very tiny event, precipitates a disaster. The same thing is true in the way we deal with what we consider activities needed to protect us. Consider forest fires. If we set up a policy that puts out every little fire because it may threaten somebody's home, or just on general principles, with the idea being it's easier to fight little fires than big fires, we don't recognize that fire is not the enemy of the woodlands and the grasslands. Fire is an integral part in sustaining the overall health of these environments. The net result of our putting out every little fire is that over time, the kindling, the other debris on the forest floor that normally periodic large fires would get rid of, mounts up. And when the lightning strike happens, and the humidity goes down and the wind comes up, all of a sudden we have a massive fire that, to some extent, was created by putting out all those smaller fires. The same thing happens with tackling every disease as though it were a potential destroyer of the entire human race. How much of this is media and how much of this is science hype, I don't know. Another variation on this theme is our early orientation toward antibiotics. Only in this case, instead of seeing something new as a villain that if left unchecked, would destroy us all, we looked at antibiotics as the cure-all. Perhaps we might think of it as analogous to the fire extinguisher. To the fire extinguisher that we would always have ready to put out all those little fires. But as we know, it didn't work out quite that way. Initially, antibiotics were great at killing villainous bacteria. But then we got sloppy. We used them for everything. And doggone if those pesky bacteria didn't become resistant. And not only become resistant, but communicate this resistance to other bacteria, including those of different species. We don't look at the entire system. Getting a broader view was the reason for the conception of the One Health movement. The idea that researchers needed to get out of their respective disciplines. They needed to get out of their comfort zones. They needed to see what those in other areas of the biological and the medical and the behavioral sciences were doing. This is a lot easier said than done. And it brings us back to energy. Some people, some disciplines, have a lot invested in the way they do things. The probability of them changing is low. The only thing that will cause the majority of them to change is some event that makes doing so require less energy to remain entrenched in their own little worlds. Nobody wants to change what they're doing until the results become so overwhelming. And if we take this back to our emerging diseases and how we're addressing them, you see the same pattern. We keep doing the same because that's the way that's easiest. That's the way it's always been done. And although we can bring new technology to it and new drugs, new vaccine routines and procedures, it's still addressing the little fires. Every time we do that, every time we ignore all the other factors that are contributing to the energy associated with this problem, the climate change, the poverty, the filthy water, the political unrest, the destruction of natural habitat, we increase the probability that somewhere in the future is going to be the mother of all diseases. Is that the legacy we want to leave for future generations?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.